Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. As always, I want to hear from you. So hit me up, 646-929-2037. Once again, the number is 646-929-2037. As a matter of fact, you know, I always tell you, if you don't want to holler at me on the call tip, you're a little shy, you can always email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. I will read whatever you got to say, even if I think that is unimportant. I'm just playing. What you're saying is important. But I do want to hear from you. So if you got something that you want to get off your chest, something been eating at you, whatnot, and you want to bring it to the world, but you don't want to say it, I got you. I will say it for you. Dick@smoothdrama.com. I'm here for you. I want to hug you, hold you, embrace you, and all that other good stuff that they talk about. I don't know, for some reason, well, before I go through all that, as always, in my trying to have you keep up with me, and me trying to keep up with you, whether it be you stalking me or me stalking you, however you want to look at it, you can text me from your mobile device so we can all keep up with each other secretly, but not so secretly. Text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. Once again, text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. And we can make it happen. Kinda, sorta, however you want to call it. For some reason, I want to get a shake weight. This one, I don't know if y'all seen it. Every time I see the commercial, I can't stop. This is where you just hold this weight and just shake it like you're doing something in the masturbating tip. Male masturbation, jerking them off, whatever one you want to call it. But I don't know if y'all seen that. Y'all might want to Google it if you're so entitled. You just hold it in your hand and you just shake and shake, and it's supposed to make you buff. But I'm like, do I need a weight to do this? I can just do this on my own from the pleasure of my house. I'm thinking, just shaking. It's monotonous. Just shake, 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 shake. Anyway, that's a job within itself. Speaking of jobs, man, Maywood, California laid off all its city employees yesterday. Not one, not two, not three, all of them, every last employee. Why they do it? Well, they said that because they couldn't afford it, the California Joint Powers Insurance Authority couldn't take care of the liability for the workmen, compensation insurance for the city of Maywood, and the city couldn't afford it. What happened? Maywood, instead of declaring bankruptcy, they decided to outsource everything. That dreaded word, outsource. Now, supposedly, they would it already had been relying on a bunch of contract workers, whatnot, for the city services. And I don't know if this is not something that's unheard of, because there have been a few cities that have been outsourcing. And as we all know, outsourcing has been going on for a while, but normally it's the corporation that's taking your jobs and your benefits and going overseas. But this is a city that is outsourcing. But what they did is they rehired all of the workers. They rehired them as independent contractors, whatnot, through a different firm, which means they more than likely their benefits won't be the same, and well, they'll probably be inferior. Because that's normally what outsourcing is all about, to save money, because you don't have to pay the insurance and the claims and things of that nature. It's just basically contract work. Whatever happens, happens. It's like a football contract, basically. Basketball, baseball, all those contracts are guaranteed. Football, you get hurt, you break something, you can't play no more. Bye-bye. That's pretty much what's happening here in Maywood. Kind of funny. Be interesting to follow this and see how this goes. May be a precursor to United States outsourcing everything, as if we haven't outsourced enough. As y'all know, you call customer service, you're not even going to speak to somebody in the United States any longer. Something that bears watching. Maywood. Wow. Speaking of wow, remember how we talked about the World Cup? Well, y'all don't remember. Been talking about the World Cup and how these countries take it very, very seriously. You know, the World Cup, they're on a whole nother level when they come to the whole win, a loss, or how you play. And so Nigeria, one of the favorites, didn't win a game during the World Cup. They said that they underachieved. Well, Nigeria's president, Good Luck Jonathan is his name. That's a hell of a name. Good Luck Jonathan. Anyway, Mr. Jonathan, he suspended them 2 years. Said they underachieved, and so we have to reorganize our football, Mr. Good Luck says. So, the team that you said didn't quite get it done, didn't play up to its potential, whatnot, instead of allowing them to play and get better, for the next one, you suspend them for a couple of years. That makes sense. Makes a whole lot of sense to me. Not. But hey, I don't know too much about soccer. I just know that you watch it, they do a lot of running. They score very few goals. And the people have those annoying-ass horns that sound like locusts, just the whole time. At first, I thought that was just something that it was like the background or some horn or something, and then I found out that it was horns, thousands of horns. The vulvas or whatever. Not a vulva. I can't pronounce it. It doesn't matter. It's an annoying-ass horn that if you've ever had the pleasure of watching a soccer match, the people, they just blow that damn horn. Everybody blows it. And they blow it very hard and well because it's continuous. It's monotonous. As a matter of fact, kind of nerve-wracking to say the least. Hey, it's the world sport. What can you say? You know, the whole world can't be wrong about something, right? Oh, well. On a side note, as always, here at Smooth Drama, I want to give you some facts. I want to teach you something or learn you something or just say some shit that you may not have thought about. Anyway, come to find out that there was a little test that was done. I guess the question was run out there. What does the length of your ring finger tell us about you? Do you know? Your ring finger. You know, right next to the FU finger. Middle finger, whichever one you want to call it. What does the size of your ring finger mean? So, I guess this is a question for the ladies. Ladies, you see the ring finger on a man? What do you think? What does that tell you? You want to know? I can't hear you. Oh. You want to know? I want to know, too. It says that it's a lot. A surprising answer, right? No. It actually says exposure to testosterone in the womb increases the length of your ring finger and makes you more likely to be skilled in... in if you have been, you had a lot of testosterone in the womb, what are you skilled in? It's like a cliffhanger. Just hanging. It's just like dangling like a dingleberry. Just sitting there. Anyway, it makes you more likely to be skilled in math, mechanics, and music. Didn't think that was going to be the answer, did you? You was thinking something else. You was thinking, like, dick. What about you? You was about to say dick. Come on. Gotcha. Math, mechanics, and music. So, I guess I didn't get a lot of testosterone in the womb. I mean, I love music. But if I'm singing, it's all fucked up. And mechanics, you don't want me fixing your stuff. Math, I'm all right. I can count. So I'm all right. Now, quantum physics, you might have got me there. Anyway. Back to things that really, really matter. Like transvestites getting life in prison for stealing bras. Down in Mississippi. Yep, it was a high-speed chase. And the police caught a Mr. Darnell Wilson. What did Darnell Wilson do? Darnell Wilson, who is a transvestite prostitute, stole some bras and tried to, I guess, elude the cops. I guess he never watched that show, Cops. You know that they're going to catch your ass. Anyway, they caught him. They probably beat him ungodly, but, of course, that won't come out in the article. But he did get life in jail for stealing some bras. Now, before folks get all bent out of shape, Mr. and Mrs. Wilson, whichever one you want to call them, they actually had 18 arrests. You know, they had all kinds of aggravated battery, kidnapping, sexual battery, robbery. So Mr. and Mrs. Wilson was not innocent. It's just the fact that, hey, you went to jail for life for stealing some bras. I'm going to take a guess that in jail, you're probably not going to need them. But good luck with that, Mr. Robinson. You know, on that note, I'm going to drop a track I've been wanting to drop for a while now. Well, not drop for a while. I've had it for a minute. My man Dro from Watts, Warm It Up. We can get it hot up in here.
Y'all don't even know who I am, but my keep banging my song. Banging. I ain't stressed out my caps and I done a bitch press. Homie, I just got warm. I'm warming up.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was my man Dro from Watts, Warming Up. That's a hot ass track. It warmed me up. Anyway, as always, I want to hear from you. Call number 646-929-2037. Once again, the number is 646-929-2037. Now, always want to talk about, you know, shit that's important to me. I think some things is important, constitutional issues, you know, people's rights, whatnot. You know, I think rights are important. Some people don't think that shit's important, or maybe you don't think about your rights as being important. I kind of think mine are important. I hope that you think yours are important. Case in point, although this is not necessarily about a right, but it is. You know, we talk about sex education and what we teach it to the youth, whatnot, what we want taught to the youth. Sometimes we want it, sometimes we don't. And then we get caught up in a situation like this where in Promise Town, Massachusetts, the Massachusetts public school system, they are giving out condoms to first graders. You know, we're talking about, now, mind you, they're giving them out to 12th graders also. But they're giving them out to first graders too. So if you're in the Massachusetts school system, they're giving out condoms. Now, of course, if you request condoms, you got to receive counseling, which of course includes information on abstinence, even though I'm going to take a wild guess here that if you're asking for condoms, you're probably not thinking about abstinence, but hey, to start. But I wonder, though, people out there, what do y'all think about kids all the way down to first graders getting condoms? You know, I mean, the Provincetown School Board Chairman, Mr. Peter Grosso, defended the policy saying, hey, there's no set age when sexual activity begins. So, you can argue it, but can you argue it? You know, I'm curious as to what y'all think about that. You think that they should be passing out condoms? You for or against it? You think that that should be something that nationwide, yeah or nay? Curious to hear about y'all from that. So, once again, I'd ask you to call 646-929-2037. If you're afraid to call, you won't put it out there on the air, email me. Tell me what you think. Yeah or nay to it. dick@smoothdrama.com. I want to hear y'all opinions on it. I'm curious what people think about it. You know, to go the exact opposite 500 degree turn on it, nasty story here. One of the worst stories that I've heard. These brothers were jailed for molesting and impregnating a 10-year-old. You know, two brothers, 21-year-old Thomas Marcus Arnold and 19-year-old Danny Lee Arnold, been charged with child molestation and incest and cruelty to children and sexual battery for crimes against a 10-year-old. It started because they found that the girl was pregnant at 10. Upon the discovery, of course, the authorities, and this is in Newton County, which is in the Georgia area, they went and removed the girl. They hit up the relatives, found where she lived, and I guess, sad as it is to say, this molestation has been going on for years. Mind you that she's 10, but this, that word, allegedly has been going on for years. She's 10. Where did they arrest the two suspects? In church, of course. Not that I'm saying I'm bad, but they arrested these two dudes in church after they got a chip call in. Woo! I guess it was a good thing that stop snitching movement wasn't going on or wasn't in effect for these dudes, or they still would have been out there free. Now, it gets worse because where did they learn to molest? They had an auntie, a Miss Lisa Arnold, who's 28. I guess Miss Arnold was also arrested for incest because she had been having sex with the two young men who happened to be her nephews. Now, the 10-year-old had an abortion, and I'm sure there are some folks who would be out there arguing she shouldn't have had an abortion. Y'all not even going to look at the circumstances or anything like that. But then, we go back to the two young men who have been arrested for molestation, and come to find out that they were taught this by their aunt who had been molesting them all this time by having sex with them. In this situation, and this is one of those situations where you ask the question, you beg the question, are the boys necessarily wrong by doing what they were taught? Because obviously they were introduced to this lifestyle, this behavior by an aunt, an older person that they knew and trusted. I know people don't like to talk about these type things, but this stuff happens. It's stomach curdling. This is some of the sickest shit that you could talk about. And with what's going on with all the teachers and the having sex with the kids, with the Catholic Church, and We're not going to throw no illusions out there that, oh, it's just the Catholic Church that's doing it. I'm sure that it's all churches. It's one of those things where there's no church, no institution that this is not happening in. Well, when do people start talking about this and how we can help kind of stem the tide on this? We're at a point where these stories are coming out every day, every week. There's whole shows devoted to the capture of predators. What do we do? How do we stem the tide on this? Because it's on a whole nother level. It's on a whole nother level. And this is one of those things where they talk about having town hall meetings. We talk about Big Brother, Little Brother, organizations, after school programs, counseling. What do? Y'all got any suggestions? Holla at me. I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of hearing about it myself. I hope that in the coming days, weeks, months, and years, that we can stop hearing about this type of thing, and that it will be not because we're covering it up by sending pedophiles across state lines or to another country, Catholic Church, but we've helped folks to deal with that unhealthy sexual narcissism that makes folks prey on others when they're, quite frankly, there are quite a few healthy sexual beings out there that you can hook up with. I'm just saying. Let me get off of this, because I can sit on this soapbox all day. But I'm not. I'm going to talk about a constitutional issue. You know me. I like talking about constitutional issues, begging the question, what's right, what's wrong? Do you think it's important? Maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist and I think too much about it, about things that aren't that important. Like there was a teen that got kicked out of jury duty for wearing a Kanye West t-shirt. The judge found the teen's t-shirt to be derogatory because on the shirt were the words, "Who the fuck is Kanye West?" And so the person wearing the shirt, 19-year-old Nika Inorze, the judge called her out, asked her, "Do you think it's appropriate to wear a shirt that says fuck on it in my courtroom?" Now, Miss Nika protested. She said she had a sweater on, and it was partially covering the words on the shirt. And as she left the court, she said, "It's my First Amendment right." Now, I got a couple of thoughts on it. I don't know. Do people think that she was out of line? Think that she went too far? Wearing a t-shirt with the words who the fuck is Kanye West on that shirt? I'm thinking the judge, if he does know who Kanye West is, it's probably in a derogatory way anyway, because he probably knowing from that blow up at the Katrina the Katrina telethon. But sounds to me like she didn't really like him, but that probably wasn't the issue. It was the fact that she wore a shirt that the judge deemed inappropriate. So she was kicked out of court, out of jury duty. And I guess she had an issue because she wanted the check. She said she wanted her $40 check. I didn't know you got that much for jury duty. But I guess $40 is not a lot when you're there all day, if you're there all day. I've never been burdened with having jury duty all day, so I wouldn't necessarily know. I just had one side note thought, though. That, hey, to get out of jury duty, all you got to do is wear a Who the Fuck is Kanye West shirt. I suggest everybody, you want to get out of jury duty, go out there and get a Who the Fuck is Kanye West shirt. Or just put fuck on your shirt. Just write it on there. Just get a blank t-shirt. Just write fuck on it. No jury duty for you. Go home and enjoy your day. You know how y'all do. Y'all go through the whole, oh, I'm ill, or I got ill circumstances. You go through all them phone calls, whatnot. And jury duty is a hassle. I understand it. But hey, my girl Nika, she showed you the way. You don't want to be in jury duty? Show up with your fuck shirt on. That didn't sound right. Show up with your fuck shirt on. I'm just saying, it'll work for you. It'll work for you. It worked for Miss Nika, so it obviously will work for you. Moving on to the political arena. Orrin Hatch is in news. Senator Orrin Hatch has proposed legislation that will require all those who are unemployed to submit to drug tests before receiving money from the government. Utah voters, or for those of you who do not know, Senator Orrin Hatch is a senator for our B state, the state of Utah. He has the full support of the state of Utah. According to him, a lot of people are saying, hey, it's about time. Why are we giving money to people who are going to use it on drugs instead of their families? Because we know, of course, that no one in Utah uses drugs. They probably, the only drugs they've seen, the ones on TV in Utah. Nobody's on public assistance in Utah. Because the state of Utah is 100% employed. No welfare queens or kings there. No entitlements, nothing. And, of course, in Utah, nobody takes drugs, as I mentioned before, because it is the cleanest state in the union, according to these people in their words. Now, it's funny. They talk about drug testing the unemployed. Nah, you want to do something revolutionary? Drug test the employed. You know how a lot of these jobs, you know, they drug test you you pass the test, then you get the job, then you can go back to doing coke, weed, ecstasy, and every other thing that you're taking. You want to vote for something, Mr. Hatch? Vote for the employed being drug tested. I guarantee you there will be a panic, and you will not have the full support of the Utah voters, because I'm going to take a gander. Yes, they are not all drug-free. Let me say that again. They are not drug-free. I'm just going to take an educated guess on it. That's just me. I don't know. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. But somehow, I'm thinking I'm not. But that's me. On that note, I'm going to take another station identification break. I'll be right back.
Together you gotta be drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Yep, it's me. I'm back. Not that I was gone long, but y'all know what I'm saying. Oh, gayness. Gayness is such an issue. You know, everybody hate the gays because being gay, you know, they... I guess gayness just started in 1982 or something like that. There's never been gay people before. We've got this whole, the gays, oh, it's the gays' fault. Oh, it's the gays' fault. Oh, gay marriage is going to end the world. Gays in the military, we're going to lose our military edge. You know, so much against the gays, and I'm like, well, for one, the Greeks and the Romans, they kind of conquered the world, and they were gay as fuck. They were the gayest people ever. They ruled the world. I mean, they were slaughtering folks. So that whole gays in the military and they can't fight? Nah. Because the Greeks, they had a whole religion behind gayness. But they'll cut your fucking head off. And as far as all these, the Greek fraternities, you know, y'all dudes that's like burning that shit in your arms and throwing up the J.J. Evans sign, dynamite, and all that other stuff. You Greek fraternities, y'all are repping gay dudes. That's where it come from. The gayness. That's your legacy, homie. Why y'all attacking the gays? And then, now we got the whole, a woman who sued her church over gay marriage. This church in Washington, D.C., with the pastors Christine and Dennis Wiley of the Covenant Baptist Church, they performed a wedding, a gay marriage in 2007, which prompted a Miss Yvonne Moore, who was a loyal church member for over 37 years, to sue the church over the money she had donated over the 30-some odd years that she had been a member. Now imagine that. She sued the church for the money that she donated for over 37 years because they married a gay couple. Now, picture that. Now, she wasn't the only one, you know, that was upset. They lost half of their congregation. The Wileys did, the Covenant Baptist Church in D.C. They say that D.C. and Atlanta, yes, they say they're competing as the gay capital of the United States. Washington, D.C., and Atlanta. So it's one of those things. And, of course, Ms. Moore was upset. She felt that she needed to sue because the Bible preaches against homosexuality, and she said she was pissed off. She said she attended the marriage ceremony to see if the pastors would go through with it. And after the ceremony, she decided to sue. Picture that. Amazing, huh? Now, you think about that. You sued the church because somebody got married that was gay. I'm like, just stop going to the church. Which, of course, she did. She stopped going to church. Which is ironic because I contended over the years and will continue to contend that, hey, you want to find where the black gay men are? Two main spots. In jail and in the black church. That's where all the gay dudes are. I don't know. You go to church, there's a lot of gay black dudes in there. You can point them out. Bam, 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 bam. But you're suing. I'm like, you know, God is against homosexuality and all that, but your congregation is full of gay men. Gay-ass dudes. Hugging and kissing each other on the down low. They're not gay. They're just in touch with their femininity. It always makes me laugh, you know, with the church. And we talk about the black church, white church, whatever church you want to call it, whatever denomination. A lot of gay dudes in there. From my own personal experience in seeing it. That's just me. I could be wrong. Because just like I stated before, the dudes in jail don't think they're gay. Just like the guys in church. Well, they know they're gay. They just don't say it out loud. They're on the DL. I ain't hating. I just find it funny. I find it really, really funny that, you know, people go through all that. Even this woman, she's going as far as to sue the church. You've been looking at gay dudes for years. Probably your buddies hanging out with them. But I'm digressing. I'm going to move on. And I'm going to talk about haters, even though that was some hateful stuff. You know, either you in or out. But talk about haters. One of my least favorite guys, that racist bastard, Howard Stern. I've never liked him, never will like him. He can kiss my ass. No, he can't kiss my ass. That'd be too good for him. He can kiss an elephant's ass with diarrhea and kidney stones. That nasty enough. Anyway, Howard Stern attacked Will Smith and Jada Pinkett on his show. He says that they try to pretend like they have the perfect marriage and all this other thing, this stuff. And then he comes out and he says, he made a comment about, well, let me back up. They were on Oprah. Jada and Will were on Oprah. And they did an interview, you know, on Oprah. They talk about what they're doing, how's the family doing, what they're doing professionally, how they keep their love. Like, you know, the fluff stuff that goes on Oprah show all the time. Hey, that's what it is. No biggie. It's a couple. They've been together for, I don't know, since I've been watching TV. Well, I was watching TV before they got together, but still, they've been together for a long-ass time. So, obviously, something is working right. And, you know, for Howard Stern to talk about a couple who are together and making it work because his shit didn't work out right, you know, just don't say nothing. Handle yours. Why are you all up in there? Anyway, what this bastard says is when Jada Pinkett, Oprah asked Jada Pinkett and Will Smith how's their relationship and who listens to who, Will says, I do what she say. So Stern comes out and accused Smith of trying to sound ignorant in order to relate to a hip-hop audience. First, motherfucker, Will Smith was a hip-hop artist, you know, like rap, 19 girls, parents just don't understand. You know, he put out a few hip-hop albums. Now, whether or not people like him, they say he's too commercial, whatnot, Will Smith started out as a rapper, so he kind of had the hip-hop audience. Don't get mad because people want to see Will Smith in the movie and don't want to see your big, ugly, stork-looking ass. Howard Stern, trying to sound ignorant to relate to a hip-hop audience. You saying the hip-hop audience is ignorant? Fuck you. And people who think Howard Stern, that shit's funny, whatever, fuck that. He ain't funny to me. He ain't never funny. He's a big pervert. And if he walks up on me, I punch him in his nose. Y'all can tell him I said that. Dick Hugger said, I punch him in the nose, he walks up on me. Period. Like his ass. Always gonna say some shit like that. I'm the hip hop audience too. God damn it. I ain't ignorant. You ain't smart. Haters. That's what I'm talking about when I talk about haters. You know, Howard Stern and these haters, like this law firm in Massachusetts. There's a lot of shit going on up in Massachusetts. We have to watch. Massachusetts is trying to get like Florida. Anyway, this law firm put some property on the market stating that the land was for sale to whites only. You know, and this was a reprint of the language that's in the deed of the property stating the said land shall not be sold, leased, or rented to any person other than of the Caucasian race. Yeah. Yeah, well, as far as shock goes, I won't say I'm necessarily shocked. I don't really give a damn, because I never plan on moving to Massachusetts, and obviously that neighborhood in Massachusetts probably sucks anyway. So, yeah, haters, you don't want us to move around you? You ever think that maybe we don't want to live around you anyway? Because y'all be horrible neighbors? Moving on from haters to even more hate. This is the hate minute. This is the hate minute. The Missouri Valley Hospital may have infected 1,800 HIV veterans. No, not HIV veterans. Veterans with HIV. You know, I guess what happened is the John Cochran VA Medical Center in St. Louis recently mailed out letters to 1,812 veterans telling them they could contract hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV after visiting the medical center for dental work. Now, I talked about this a couple weeks ago, the whole support the troops, we need to support the troops. And, you know, we talked about how Uncle Sam treats his veterans, whatever. And here we go. You know, veterans already don't get taken care of. And so they go to these hospitals that are supposed to take care of them after serving their country. And what they get? Treated badly. The ones who don't get thrown out on the street with no care get care that basically, as is showing here, they get malpractice done on them. We keep talking about support the troops. I don't see the support. With support like that, fuck. You know, I don't want support. If this is what support is, what's your incentive to be a veteran? What's your incentive? They gonna treat you like dirt. And if you go to the damn hospital, you're gonna get the worst treatment imaginable. Support the troops, though. We support the troops by fucking them every which way but loose. Before I go, Randall Cunningham, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, had a tragic accident. He lost his son in the hot tub accident. A 2-year-old boy, Christian Cunningham, died. He drowned in the hot tub. Send our condolences out to the Cunningham family. It's never a good thing when someone loses a child. And so, just want to send my condolences out to the Cunningham family. It's a hard loss. And on that note, big hugger, smooth drama. Y'all keep it real, because I know I am. I'll holler at y'all. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.